I am Phil Nee with a look at WRCO Sports. Hometown baseball this coming Sunday. The Cazenovia Reds get set for Fan Appreciation Day. They'll be hosting Sauk Prairie's Twins. First of all, they do have a game coming up tonight at home with Wisconsin Dells starting at 7:30. I asked manager Nick Stittleberg about the team's chances during the secondary, the night league.
Haven't put the wins together quite as much as the night league either. I think there's still a very outside chance we could make the playoffs with that, but we'd have to win out, obviously, and then get some help along the way as well. So we have, I think, three, maybe four night games left. I know we have one rainout we still have to make up yet, so two.
The team is preparing for its last Sunday league game, and Nick says they're optimistic for the future.
We still have, other than when on the unfortunate times when myself and like Marcus McCulley had to play, we still have one of the youngest teams in the league by far. A lot of the kids, a couple kids are still in high school. A few have just graduated this year or within the last 2 or 3 years. But we also have a smattering of veterans mixed in there to help show them the way and give them the ins and out of home talent and what to expect. But overall, yeah, we still have a lot of room to grow, fortunately for us. So the coming years, I think, as long as everybody sticks together and sticks with it, we'll be a team to reckon with.
The team will host a fan appreciation event coming up on Sunday, as they have for many years, and they'll be honoring their fans.
They've been through us thick and thin. They're always there no matter what. Whether it's we're winning 10-0 or we're losing 10-0, they're still there having a good time, and they fully support us, and that's something we can never take away from them. As we said many times, they're some of the greatest fans, I think, in home talent that any team has.
Following the game on Sunday in Cazenovia, a special meal will be served for all that are present. Last night in hometown baseball, a victory for Dodgeville over Sauk Prairie, 7-2. Reedsburg, 11-3 over Mazamani. Black Earth, 6-2 winners against Monona McFarland. Argyle, 2-0 over Evansville as well. In action from around the hometown leagues, Belleville, 2-1 over Scholesburg-Benton. Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb, 6-0 over Footville. Hometown action going on Saturday. Black Earth will be hosting Cross Plains and Scholesburg-Benton at Blanchardville. Then on Sunday, other than the Cavs and Sauk Prairie game, Arena tries to help its playoff chances with a game at Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb Sunday afternoon at 1, Mazamani at Reedsburg, Wisconsin Dells at Lodi, Middleton at Ashton, and Ridgeway travels to Muscadet for a 1 o'clock game at Pickering Park coming up on Sunday afternoon. Dodgeville at Argyle, Wyota at Belleville, Utica at Albion as well, Monona at Columbus, DeForest at Sun Prairie around the home talent leagues. Wednesday night brought the regular season to a close for the Simon Sharks swim team. After having two meets canceled in a row, the Sharks were finally able to compete and travel to Dodgeville to swim against Lancaster and the host Dolphins. Elsa Norte led the Sharks by earning a first-place finish in freestyle, butterfly, and the individual medley. The 11- and 12-year-old girls' medley team, consisting of Sophia Kramer, Kaylin Burns, Claire Hying, and Morgan Worthington, came from behind to out-touch and win, overtaking a strong Dodgeville team. In the freestyle, Audrey Waterfall and Lauren Chambers finished in second place. Ezekiel Leonard and Leah Chambers finished first in backstroke, with Moray Wright earning a third-place finish. Butterfly saw a first-place finish for Ezekiel Leonard, a second place from Claire Hying, and a third-place finishes from Alex Hofer, Harper Adler, Cameron Keane, Clancy Hying, and Lucian Hamlin. In the distance freestyle, Kaylin Burns and Lucian Hamlin finished second, while Bruin Babel and Clancy Hying finished third. Lauren Chambers was first in breaststroke. Claire Hying and Madeline Ringelstetter swam in second, with Audrey Waterfall, Ezekiel Leonard, Brooklyn Worthington, Matthew Hardy, and Clancy Hying finishing third. In the individual medley, Lauren Chambers was first. Bennett Heisel, Morgan Worthington, Cameron Keane, and Chloe Hying finished third. The three-person, 8-and-under girls free relay, made up of Marilyn Wachter, Ellie Kramer and Danielle Worthington swam an exciting race and out-touched Lancaster. Wachter led off the relay and came from behind on her second leg to help lead the Sharks to a fifth-place finish. The Sharks cap off their season Saturday in Boscobel at the seven-team conference meet. Tournament week number two for Bear Valley Co-Ed last night. 6:30 game one, Wallace Electric defeated number four Buffaloes 7-3 to advance in the winner's bracket. The Buffaloes grabbed an early lead in the second inning, but Wallace Electric, seeded number one, answered with a big offensive surge and never looked back. Warwick Wolf led Wallace with a home run and two runs scored, while Kelly Meyer drove in two RBIs. In the 7:30 game, six-seeded free agents jumped out to a 9-0 first-inning lead and never looked back, defeating number 7 seed New York Life 13-8. Kaylee Manning scored three runs, while Jacob Manning drove in five RBIs to lead the free agents. New York Life was paced by Matt Coe with two RBIs and Julie Lewis, who scored two runs. With the loss, New York Life became the first team eliminated from the tournament. And in the 8:30 game, in the nightcap, it was the free agents pulling off another upset, knocking off the number four Buffaloes 14-7 to stay alive in the tournament. Jordan Slaney hit a two-run home run in the seventh for the Buffaloes, but it wasn't enough to overcome the free agents' offense. Ryan Ferguson and Carly Meaden each scored three runs to lead the free agents to their second win of the night. With the loss, the Buffaloes were eliminated from the tournament. Looking ahead, tournament action continues next week as teams battle for a spot in the championship night on August 6th during Bear Valley Co-Ed Softball.